I didn't got it recording, so I wouldn't forget.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, that's my go-to move. Half an hour conversation, then I go, oh, you know what? I forgot to record. So yeah, I'm much better at this now.
You're all professional and whatnot.
Well, you know, we try. It's never going to be perfect, and we're okay with that.
Yep.
So you guys are in Florida.
We are in Wilton Manors. Yes. On the drive at this
fabulous
gay city.
You
full of rainbows and glitter and sparkles.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. You're in the gayborhood.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So Kristen Baker and Stacy, how lovely.
Hi,
Stacy, right? I got that right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. Look at me doing my research. I wanted to have you on, and I was super conscious of the fact that you didn't have that much time. And my poor little JD scored tickets to the Heart concert tonight.
We know someone going to that concert tonight.
So yeah. She couldn't be with us, but I told her, it's okay. Well, it'll be like a good old-fashioned catch-up, you know?
No, you know what? No, cheers. Yep. Cheers to her. Well, cheers.
Cheers to Jay.
There you go.
I can't even, the nerve of me having caffeine at midnight. Awesome. So I think I know why you're there, but let's let our listeners know. Is it the launch party?
Yes, it is. We are here for two reasons. Number one, we're doing our Les Go travel show down here in Wilton Manors, focusing on the amazing Pride Center that's down here. And the launch party of Skirt Soflo, which is a lesbian-focused magazine, print magazine. And their launch party is indeed on Saturday, and we're going to be filming it. And one of the things we want to highlight is Skirts and the fact that, you know, they're launching a print magazine when everyone's going digital.
Right. It's so great. We had the ladies on, and we were super, super happy about it. I'm happy that they're doing both, because I used to write for She Magazine.
And yeah, I remember.
Right. And then when that went away, there was just nothing to replace it. And I am one of those people that would make, you know, the drive to Wilton to pick up the magazine, to open it up, sniff it, check out my article, look at every, you know, look at every little thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's a lot of us. There's a lot of people that want that same experience.
100%.
And then on the flip side, because I'm over here, I still want to know what's going on. So I get the digital edition.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Yep.
Got to consume it all. But I'm due back there next week. So I'll be able to.
We missed you.
We missed you by one week.
We missed you.
1 week.
No. Yep. Come on.
Isn't that sucky?
That's son so of sucky. A gun.
I know. I'm so upset.
I was like, it was funny. I was trying to explain to Stacy like how long we've known each other. I was like, no. I was like, I stayed at her house with her partner like years ago outside of London. I was like, no. I like Denise and I go way back.
Yeah. Like we got history, man.
We do. Yeah. We've been like right there, like doing it, you know?
I was going to ask you, I couldn't remember. I remember you stayed with us once at Hazel's, but did you stayed here in this house, right?
I stayed at your house. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks a little bit different. We're constantly doing things to it, you know?
Of course.
Like over here, it's all about like trying to create space and I am so fortunate to be able to say that we got an air conditioner.
Look at you, fancy.
Right? No one's got those here, man. And I couldn't go through another summer of 90 degrees in fans. I'm like, no.
Yeah, good for you.
And everybody's so polite. They're just like, we don't need air conditioning. It's just a few weeks. And I'm like, but you don't have to be uncomfortable. You don't have to be uncomfortable.
No.
So polite. They're so polite. So we just celebrated Gemma's birthday tonight. So
happy Hazel birthday, said, Gemma.
Yeah, and Hazel said, oh, tell Kristen I said hello.
Oh, like, man, tell Hazel I said hi.
Yeah. She's coming back with me when I go back to Florida in September. So
oh, nice.
We do a nice. Little bit of travel together too, because my mom has to see everyone all the time.
Well, I mean, yeah. Duh.
Yeah, exactly. So I just like pull friends to come. Come on, my mom wants to see you, and then guilt them right into it. It's amazing. So tell me a little bit more about the travel show, series, influencer status. What's the what are we going for here?
Yeah, I'll let Stacey take that.
Well, so we're really excited because we're traveling around and we're really trying to showcase lesbian business owners, influencers, and the community that they live in, and, you know, where you can go to feel safe and just, you know, places that maybe people haven't heard of before, you know, just to get the word out on different cities.
Yeah. And how do you find them? Like, where do you, do people just kind of like contact you and say, oh, you should come here and see this and do this? And
somehow that's starting to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, which is cool. I think, you know, it kind of started because we wanted to do like the lesbian festivals. So we're doing a European one. We're doing one in Ibiza. And then we're doing one in Greece. And then all of a sudden we started talking about like going to different cities. Mm-hmm. And as soon as we started posting about it, like people started getting a hold yeah. of us. So we're going to yeah. be in Barcelona soon. And someone was like, oh, I know the lesbian bar over there, let me connect you. And it was like, oh my gosh, amazing. And then we reached out to a group that's like a lesbian group in Barcelona, and so we want to interview them. And yeah, so it's kind of a mixture of like places that we want to go and then places that like people like yeah like highlight. Yeah,
that's really cool. I had Kristen Thomas on, and she focuses on the Asheville area and, you know, lesbian and family friendly places all around North Carolina. And oh, yeah. And cool. I was like, who knew, you know, like I think, you know, we all get so insular and we only know our 3 foot by 3 foot, you know, whatever,
yeah.
But there's like so many places out there. When we just did a cruise last September, and I put this app on my phone, like Everywhere is Queer. So we knew like where we should go, maybe where we shouldn't go when we would get off in different ports and stuff. And it was really helpful. You know, I mean, it was in its infancy, but I think it's one of those apps that's just going to keep getting better.
That's cool.
But I think it helps because, you know, everybody's like all keen to travel again, honestly, after being trapped
yes.
in and everything, mm-hmm. right? But, and I do think, as, you know, as a queer person, you got to do a little research and know what's safe and what's accepting and where you're going to yeah. feel okay, because 100%. You're spending a lot of money, you know, you're spending a lot of money to do these things. So I think
yeah.
you'll probably help a lot of people that might not want to get online, open up their laptop, look up stuff, you know, if it's a quick reel or a quick video or something that they can watch and make a note of it, you know, yeah. and, you know, and feature these places. It's a really good, you know, concept, you know, like because I know I hate opening my laptop for anything, you know, yeah. I do everything on my phone. I don't really want to open up yeah. my laptop, you know,
so
that's the best way, because I also think attention spans are shrinking a little bit.
Yeah. I think for us too, like we want to do both of those things, right? Like we're going to put a shorter episode up on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, but then we want to have a longer episode that digs into these lesbian business owners and like highlights the amazing lesbians that are like in these cities, like just living their life, being authentic, being true. And, you know, they're not famous. They're not stars, but like they're just being very authentic and living their life. And we want to highlight them as well. And we're really excited to do that too.
That's cool. That's really cool because it's true. We're losing so many spaces, you know?
Yeah.
So to highlight the ones that are still there, or the ones that are coming up, or you know, it's really, really important. So that's really great. So you've been doing it for how long now altogether?
Like we just started in February.
Yeah, we went to New Orleans.
Yeah, so they're not actually out yet. Yeah. Like, we're still editing the episodes, but, you know, we're putting stuff up on social to say, like, we're here, we're, you know, here's where we are, here's what we're doing, watch for the episodes. So, you know, like, people like you and our friends are, like, kind of following us to see where we're going. But the episodes will launch in June. We're going to launch with 4 to 5 episodes in June.
Oh, fantastic. That's really good. Where can people see those? Will those be?
They'll be on Telo. Yeah.
Oh, they'll be on Telo. Oh, perfect. Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Great. Yeah, exactly. And then again, we'll put like little teasers up on socials to, you know, let people know, you know, give people a little snippet. But we're really hoping they, you know, head to the site and like really, you know, discover these amazing people.
Yeah, dive in, because it, you know, it, a lot of it too is like I'm the worst traveler there is. I seriously fucking hate it. I fucking hate traveling so much. I really, really, really do. Airports, can't stand them. You know, sitting up to strangers, can't stand it. So yeah, I'm like, I'm just not good at it. And I just like put the pods in or put a movie on or whatever. Don't even speak to the person next to me. Like, just let me get there. So I'm just, and I'm a panicker. Like, I don't even know if you remember, Chris. I don't even take public transportation. Like, nope, unless someone's driving.
Oh, no, you always drove. You were always
Yeah. I don't take buses. I don't take trains. If I don't, like, I just. It's just
no. I knew more about the train system in London in your town than you did. You're like, you're taking the train. I was like, yeah. You're like, whoa, I haven't done that yet.
Get up and go and walk to the train station. I'm like, oh god. So yeah, I'm just the worst like traveler. So are you like? Do you guys have tips to make anything like even just an iota easier?
I think we're going to do tips. And see, that's so funny. I'm laughing because I love the airport. That's like one of my favorite places to be.
Oh, man, I can't. I don't want to touch anything. I don't want to see anyone. just tell me there's a coffee place and I'm okay. Like I can settle down. But then I'm also one of those people that once I get through security, I go right to my gate, right to my gate.
I want to explore. I want to see what's at this airport. I want to see the restaurants. I want to see the stores. I want to see the people.
That's my wife. That's my wife. She's like, okay, you sit here with the bags. I'm like, cool. I'm good with it. Yeah. I'm so afraid of the plane taking off without me or being at the wrong gate. Or it's like, I just keep staring at the number.
Telling you if the plane's going to take off without you. You don't have to worry.
It's so good. Yeah. So any little tips that you drop into these videos will be much appreciated.
Wait, I do have some travel tips though. Here's the thing about airports. You just, if you're traveling by yourself, do whatever the hell makes you the most comfortable and the least anxious. If you're traveling with the person, respect what they need to feel comfortable. And then just, you know, kind of like Stacy likes to get to the airport earlier than I do. I don't want her to be anxious. So I'm going to be like, I'll get there when you want to get there. So you just like, it's just about feeling, making the two of you or three of you or whomever feel the least anxious as possible.
We just have to
respect who people are.
Right. Like that. Seriously, my wife lives by that because she knows what a basket case I am. So she'll, you know, get there early. She knows I just need to get a coffee and get settled so I can stare at the gate number. And then she can go off and get things, buy me a treat. She knows what I want.
Yeah.
Like.
See?
Yeah.
Y'all have a routine. It's
you have a thing. You let her do what she needs to do.
Yeah.
She lets you do what you need to do. Exactly. That's really what it's all about.
True. It makes a huge difference. And really anybody that travels with me, even Hazel knows, you know, like how bad I am at it. So she does the same thing. Like, here's your little Pizza Hut pizza, you know?
Yep. There you go.
Yeah. But the thing of it is I'm everything heightens when I travel alone, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's just the worst because I don't talk to people. So then I don't know if I'm lost and I don't want to ask anybody. And I'm like a little kid. Like, it's horrible. But that one of those things, you know, that I'm wondering about, too, is do you find that a lot of people travel solo? Like, you know, like travel to these like a queer destination and they go solo? Like, you've been talking to people.
We've met several people that have done that.
Yeah, there's actually some, like, there's a wonderful group called Diva Destinations that actually does solo traveler trips. Yeah. They're based out of the UK. Yeah. And so I think more and more people are starting to travel solo. Yeah. And now I think, like, different places and companies are starting to recognize that and support people that want to travel by themselves.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Like, I know so many of my friends do it over here, you know, and I have to say, the way British people think of travel and holidays, and they're like, they're in it to win it, you know what I mean? Like, they're just like, it's all they think about is their next trip and someplace to run. It's so different than how in America, like, you work and you get your allotted vacation, and you either do it or you don't, or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, here, it's like their single focus is just where they're going to go next. And I think we were like that when I first got here. We did Barcelona, we did Dublin, we did Copenhagen, Amsterdam, so many cool places. And then I kind of burned out on it, you know?
Interesting,
Yeah, we did. We did a bunch. And then we got a house, too. So then it was like, every, you know, all the money was going into the house.
Yeah.
And now it feels like it's simply parents. Like, visiting parents are the big trips. Because both of our parents are getting older and they're far. I was seeing if I recognize any one of those voices.
I can turn it around.
Do I know them? Do I know them?
It's a bunch of lesbians.
I know. I probably do know them. Oh, my God.
I bet you do.
We're in the stomping grounds. Are you at the well?
No, we're at a gastro bar.
They're having a lesbian night, though. Hang on.
Yeah, they are. Women with
pride. Oh, really? Oh, let's see. I think I've seen those places before.
And it's hard to see. They look kind of fuzzy.
It's so funny. I can't believe you're in my old stomping grounds.
I know, right?
I really think you guys are going to have a really good time at the launch party. It's at Hunter's, right?
Yes, Hunter's. Have you been there?
Oh, yeah. That whole square at Georgie's Alibi. Like, good eats across the street. I mean, you're gonna love it. Java Boys, all that stuff. Yeah, it's a really good time. Have you been in the neighborhood? Chris, were you just there?
Yeah, we were just there. We were down here in February.
And you were with Mr. Boo? Were you with Robert Boo?
Yes. We spent the afternoon with him. He's amazing.
We just spent like an hour with him.
Yeah, he's great.
He's such a good guy. The things he's doing and the way that, like, when I lived there, we had a tiny community center that was basically the gym of some place, of a church or something. I don't even remember. And then he became executive director, moved it, and grew it into this phenomenal place, right? He's so good.
Incredible.
Yeah, he's so good. I can't seriously wait to see all these little, like, mini movies, you know, that you'll be doing, like the episodes, actually. But I'm thrilled that this is something that you're doing, because I feel like spotlighting these places give solo travelers a place to go and feel good, but also, like, couples, because you guys are, you know, married couple and you're doing these things together, and it just feels like it's a good way just to learn about queer-friendly destinations.
And, thank you.
Know, a way to be comfortable when you're going to spend a ton of money to go on a trip.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm super, super happy, and I really hope it takes off. Like, I mean, anything that we can do, and I do want to recommend Copenhagen, Dublin, and Amsterdam.
Okay. You got it.
Yeah. Been to all of them. They're all fun. I don't think the place that we stayed in Amsterdam is still a bed and breakfast. I'm not quite sure, but it was called the two gay men that ran it treated us like sisters. He gave us like all these rules about when you go into the red light district. You know, he was like, keep your purse crossed, your body, you know, like all these things, and told us where we could go buy weed and what good places to eat.
Really?
Yeah. It was such a good time. They really, really put us at ease because we didn't understand anything. Just wanted to go and see what it's like. But yeah, all the good travel places in Europe, and they're so easy to hop to. So it's as well. So yeah, I think you guys are on the right track here.
Thank you for your support. We're so excited.
Have a great time in Florida. Tell my community I miss them. I love them.
Hi
to all the girls at Skirt Zoflo. We love them. My cat. Sorry.
Is that a cat or a dog?
That's a cat.
No, this one is the little girl cat. You didn't get to meet her before.
Oh, I didn't get to see her.
The beauty.
Aw, she's so pretty.
Don't step on it. Don't step on it. That's her go-to move. Aww. Stepping and deleting. Step it. But Bruce is still around, and he's a big chunk still. He'll be 11.
He's such a sweet boy.
He really is. He's such a mild-mannered cat. She drives him crazy, and he just lets him.
Yeah. Denise, thank you. It was so nice to meet you, Denise.
Me too. I can't wait to do this in person at some point when you come to London.
We will, yes.
Okay,
yes,
take care, guys. Bye.
Why do you always run?
Like, never stop chasing your dreams.
We drank way too much whiskey.
See?
Addiction is you. Don't ask me why I'm here tonight. I had to take this midnight drive to find you. And as I come in through the door, I see her dancing on the floor beside you. Why do you always run?
to her touch. That's true.